23 yards today.
Well, it's a good win, you know, for us. Ended up being a little tighter than I think we wanted it to be, and in a lot of ways, kind of frustrating in the fourth quarter. Just, you know, we didn't make some first downs that we needed to be able to run the clock out, and then gave up a 99-yard scoring drive. But, you know, I thought the biggest play of the game, honestly, was stopping the two-point conversion after giving up that scoring drive. You know, because if they convert there, that makes it a one-possession game, and all of a sudden, you know, they're back in it. So, you know, they probably wouldn't have onside kicked and would have punted us, and we, you know, could have gotten some field position. And anyway, our defense made a big play in that situation, and I thought that was really probably the key to the game. You know, I thought we played extremely well defensively the first half. We gave up a cheap touchdown, you know, after a fumble and a punt, and, you know, gave them the ball at the 1 yard line. And I think they had four first downs the first half, and only two of those were on scoring plays. So I think we gave up two legitimate first downs defensively the entire first half. I thought we played extremely well. You know, and again, it all started with our ability to stop the run. I thought that was critical the whole night, like Patrick mentioned a second ago. You know, that was really, really critical for us, and it made them one-dimensional a little bit. You know, I thought we could pressure them a little more than we did. I thought their offensive line did a good job of keeping us out. We made some sacks in some pretty critical situations, but, you know, was disappointed we didn't get a little more pressure at times on them. You know, and then offensively, just really had a great drive to start the second half, and then kind of sputtered around after that. And we've got to do a better job of being able to make some first downs and run the clock out. You know, I thought we did a great job last week against Utah State. You know, got the ball back and were able to run it out in a one possession ball game. But, you know, had lots of chances in the second half. Thought we had them on their heels a little bit, and then Colby fumbled, turned it over, you know, and as I said, we punted them down to the one. They went on a long scoring drive. But you know, overall, it's like I told our team afterwards. I was really proud of the fact that I think we're learning how to win. You know, figuring out a way to make a play, whether it's defensively, whether it's in a kicking game, whether it's on offense. It gives us a chance to win. And, you know, and thought we did that today, just like we have the previous 2 weeks. You know, we knew coming in it was going to be a tough game, going to be a hard fight. Competitive game. San Jose had won 3 out of 4. We're playing with a lot of confidence. You know, and the thing that we did, we had a lead and we just weren't able to kind of add to it. I felt like at that time, if we had been able to put one in the end zone, you know, to create a little bit of separation, that it would have been a lot more relaxing half, certainly for me, a lot more relaxing fourth quarter, certainly for me. But we just couldn't quite do it and get it done. Thought our defense again played well on third down. They were 4-13 on third down, and that's been something we've done really all year. And you know, we didn't play well in special teams. Was really, really disappointed in our special teams play. Missed a short field goal, fumbled a punt. You know, I thought Ryan Allen did a good job again of punting. I think he killed him in the 20 at the 1 yard line, I believe, twice. But you know, we just weren't as sharp as we have been on special teams, and we've got to get those things fixed. And you know, but again, a good win for us, and excited to get a win, and always nice when you can figure out a way to win a football game, because it's certainly not easy to do.
8 penalties for 71 yards, is that a concern for you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, and I had a penalty, and that's my fault, and, you know, I'm not going to have any more. And, you know, I've been frustrated with some of the stuff that's happened with that end of it, but I've got to get over it and deal with it better. And, you know, but we did a better job tonight, because we hit a little lull in the second quarter that felt like Hawaii. You know, it just kind of felt like everything that could go wrong was starting to go wrong. And I thought our players were much more mature in the way they handled that. You know, I felt like we just kind of got together and said, okay, let's settle down, no problem. Let's you know, let's continue to play and expect something good to happen and make something good happen. And we got our players back from that. And I think, again, that's progress, because we had that kind of same thing happen to us against Hawaii and didn't respond very well.
3-1, this certainly puts you in a good position in terms of where you guys can go from here.
Yeah, you know, we just talked to our team about this after the game. You know, what happens is everybody starts talking about the conference race and bowl games and all that kind of stuff, and that's not anything that we're remotely concerned with. You know, we're concerned about practicing well this week, about sticking 64 players on an airplane next week, flying to Fresno, and playing as well as we can play next Saturday night. And so, you know, if we do that, then we've accomplished something, but it doesn't do us any good right now to talk about conference race or really bowl games or anything like that, because, you know, those things aren't going to happen unless we continue to improve as a team and go play well against Fresno.
Fourth quarters have been an Achilles heel for you guys. What do you think the reason is?
Well, part of it is, it's like today, you know, we're trying to protect the lead a little bit, and sometimes when you're trying to protect the lead, it gets a little bit ugly, you know, because, and that's kind of happened to us last couple of weeks. You know, we outscored Utah State last week 10-0, I think, in the fourth quarter, so we made plays down the stretch against those guys. But when you've got a lead a little bit like Idaho, and your defense is playing pretty well, then, you know, you want to do a good job of not turning the ball over and making – forcing the other team to drive. And, you know, we punted them down to the one and gave up a big drive, which I don't – you know, we were close to getting off the field on third down. I think they made the third down by about an inch. And so, you know, had we done that, I think we'd all felt better in the fourth quarter than we did. But, you know, the key is to make plays. Key is to figure out a way to win a game, and really proud of the fact that we were able to do that.
Talk about your defense over the last few games.
Yeah, they're playing well. You know, I think the thing – that happened to us a little bit is, you know, we played some of the best offenses in the country early. You know, I think if you look at Southern Miss, I think they're in the top 10 on the country offensively, and we played pretty good defense against them, and Houston leads the country in offense. And so, you know, we gave up some points and some yards early on, but, you know, as we've gotten to conference play, then we've played better and better and better. And you know, didn't play well against Hawaii, and still that loss still kind of haunts us a little bit and lingers. But other than that, I think we played pretty good defense most of the year.
What about the decision to start Cameron and play him the entire way?
Well, it just had to do with really more with Nick's injury than it did anything else. You know, Nick didn't practice till Thursday. It was pretty limited even on Thursday. And when you're a young quarterback, you know, and we installed some different things this week in terms of some formations and some plays. And when you're a freshman quarterback and you don't have an opportunity to practice those to get the reps and then you're not going to execute very well. So, you know, we felt like Colby gave us the best chance to win, and he played okay. I mean, he did some good things today. You know, the one turnover was disappointing, the fumble. But he'll learn from this. It's like anything else. Anytime a quarterback goes in a game and you get – we had 88 snaps of offense. You get 88 snaps, you're going to learn. That's 88 opportunities to learn something. And it's a different – you know, you try to simulate it as closely as you can in practice – but playing in a game is so different, but you have an opportunity to learn so much. And, again, it's like a baseball analogy. You get 88 at-bats. You know, every at-bat you get a little bit better and a little bit better understanding of the situation of the game and what you're trying to accomplish. And he'll improve. And, you know, we'll see how the quarterback thing works out this week. We'll see how Nick practices and what he's able to do. And then we'll go with the guy that we think gives us the best chance to win.
Hunter Lee, 83 yards tonight for almost 7 yards of carry. Talk about his play.
Yeah, you know, he just kind of runs in the right spots. I mean, usually when a running back gets a ball, you know, you usually say, oh, he should have done this or he should have done that. Well, tonight Hunter had his first, he should have. We ran a draw play and he kind of took it to the left and should have run it to the right. And that's the first time, really, that we've handed him the ball that we've said that. So he's got kind of an innate ability to know where to run and to be able to see things and have a really good feel for carrying the football. And, you know, he's just a dependable guy. He's strong. He runs behind his pads pretty well. And you know, and as I said, he goes to the right spot. So that's a big thing for a running back. You know, I thought both Lennon and Hunter played well. You know, and coming into the game, we thought we could run the ball. You know, I think we ran for 260 yards. So that was pretty good night rushing. You're disappointed again that we weren't able to in the second half to impose our will a little bit more because we had opportunities to do that. But again, that's where we just got to get better. You know, the thing with us, we'll be able to put those games out of reach when we get a little bit better, and we're still trying to improve and get to that point where we can do that. But I think as a football team and as a program, we know we're making progress, but we certainly want to get over that proverbial hump and be able to put some people away when we have chances to.
Did y'all do anything to get Quinn Patton back involved?
Yeah, we did. We felt like, you know, for 2 weeks he'd kind of been dormant a little bit, and he needed to get back and make some plays for us. And, you know, made a 90-yard touchdown, and we had him for another probably a 70-yard touchdown and overthrew him a little bit. So we've got to continue to figure out ways to get him the ball and let him do things because he's a really talented player.
The thing you mentioned, one score would have made you feel a lot more comfortable, is kind of like what you said against Houston. Did that game creep into your head at any point? At what point did you start?
You know, they all creep into your head a little bit. I mean, you start thinking about when you're in the fourth grade and, you know, and you're playing YFL football. And I mean, they all make an impact on you, and you learn a little bit of something from all of them, you know. And so, but, you know, this team's in a different place than we were, I think, in that Houston game. I mean, I think at that point we were a team that was desperate to win, you know, didn't completely trust ourselves and that we were good enough to win, staying within ourselves and staying within the game plan. And I think now we've realized that, you know, that we're good enough to win, and we've just got to continue to do what we're supposed to do and do our jobs and do it in a as fast as we can and continue to play fast. And that's our strength. You know, I think we've got good team speed and on both sides of the ball. We've just got to continue to play fast and play with a clear mind and expect to win.
Anything else? All right.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.